The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Now I'm joined by Colin Buick from Off the Ball to talk about the weekend's sport and what a weekend in Croke Park.
Yeah, sure was. The All-Ireland Senior Football semi-finals took place and the Tailteann Cup final as well, of course. Patrick Kildare beat Limerick in. It was a great match, actually. Limerick nearly scored a goal at the end to take it into extra time, but Kildare won that. But as for the Senior Football semi-finals, well, Kerry were fantastic against Tyrone. They won by 6 points, but they were much better than the 6 points suggested.
Lots of gold opportunities they didn't take. Yeah.
David Clifford was once again majestic, just like he was in the quarterfinal against Armagh. Tyrone couldn't deal with him whatsoever, but it wasn't just Clifford. Like, Kerry's bench even alone is so strong. Michal Burns, Killian Splann coming on. Paddy Clifford started the game and was fantastic. So, Brian O'Bioglioch.
At the end of that, you'd say it's Kerry's All-Ireland. And then?
Then Donegal absolutely annihilated Meath in yesterday's semi-final by 20 points. And it's just Meath weren't even that bad, Pat. It was just Donegal were excellent. Like, they afforded to take off Michael Murphy, their star man, in the 45th minute when there was 8 points in it. But from there, Donegal pressed on because Paddy McBrearty, who replaced Murphy, immediately scored a point himself. And they got 3 goals of their own. They could have won by more. And again, Meath didn't do too much wrong. It was just Donegal had so many options, Pat, because at the start of the game, Meath were decent. They were going for 2-pointers, but they only got 2 from 8 of those. But Donegal never panicked, played their own football and were the superior side. It sets up a monumental final.
So they'll be saying, why did you leave us the first time?
I know, well, just to get a break for a few years, because he's back now with consecutive Ulster titles and back into an All-Ireland final. It's the repeat of the 2014 showdown, which Kerry won through Kieran Donaghy. People will remember that, but what a match is going to be, actually.
It's going to be a cracker on Sunday week. Unless they all start playing coy and cautious.
Yeah, possibly. There could be a lot of respect for one another. But if you look at the bookies, it's incredibly tight between Kerry and Donegal.
Okay, incredibly tight, we thought, and at the beginning it certainly was, in Wimbledon.
Yeah.
Between Sinner and Alcaraz.
Yeah, sure it was. So Alcaraz took the first set, despite Sinner being 4-2 up. But Alcaraz broke him and took that one 6-4. But from there on, really, Pat, Jannik Sinner was stupendous, just as he was on Friday evening against Novak Djokovic when he beat him in straight sets. And like we were talking about in the ad break there, Alcaraz did have an opportunity to break back. He had two break points in the fourth set at 3-4, but he couldn't take them. More to the point that Sinner was just stupendous. Now, Alcaraz didn't perform to his optimum. Like, he only hit 9 winners in the third set.
He looked a bit tired, I thought, at the end.
And looked a bit tetchy, I thought, as well, with his own box at Juan Carlos Ferrero and the rest of his gang, and with himself. I think what he was saying, Pat, was Sinner's just too good today. Only 9 winners in the third set from Alcaraz, 43% of his first serves in. It's not good enough against a player like Jannik Sinner.
I mean, the shot making of Sinner was
extraordinary.
The only thing about Sinner is you'd have to say that scandal about the drugs is still hanging over him, because who was it? Was it one of the players anyway said if it had happened to her that she'd be banned for years.
There have been players who have much lower profile who get banned for longer. But it was funny. It's the same with the women's winner. Iga Świątek served her own ban 7 months ago for a month when she was found with a banned substance after jet lag. So look, but the only thing I would say is both players have given not outrageous reasons for why it happened. But of course, there's a massive cloud over the fact that they've done that, because Świątek got a month off and Sinner got 3 months off between slams.
So you kept the money.
And you can look at it that it positively benefited their preparation because they were well rested. And it certainly was the case for Sinner and Świątek. Świątek, Pat, created history of her own. So Sinner was the first Italian to ever win Wimbledon singles. So that's one bit of history. Świątek beats Amanda Anisimova 6-love, 6-love on Saturday's showdown.
The first last time since 1911.
114 years ago, Dorothea Lambert Chambers was the last player to do that. And the thing is, Pat, that Amanda Anisimova didn't play too badly. In the second set, she was getting to 30 and deuce a lot of the time. But at the same time, she only won 9 points in the first set. Świątek is like Steffi Graf, if you remember her. She does not put her foot off the throat of her opponent. Merciless.
Yeah.
Doesn't care. She was 6-love, 5-love up. And when she was winning points, she was fist pumping. She is ruthless. And now Świątek has won another Grand Slam to go with her hardcore to win in the US Open and all the French Opens that she's won.
Now, moving on to another sport, and that is Chelsea winning the Club World Cup.
Absolutely. Yesterday, people might have missed this last night. Chelsea 3, Paris Saint-Germain 0 in the FIFA Club World Cup final. This is PSG fresh off winning the Champions League, annihilating Inter in the final, with pretty much the same starting 11, incredibly strong. But Chelsea were superb. Cole Palmer scored twice and set up the other for João Pedro, their new signing from Brighton. And afterwards, they lifted a trophy, Rhys James. And Donald Trump, I don't know if you saw this, was in amongst the celebrations and would not leave. So he was celebrating with the Chelsea players. So you know the way that they give them the trophy, the representative, and they usually walk away before the captain lifts it. Not Donald. Donald stayed right there in the middle. And Cole Palmer, you could see in the back, being like, what's Donald Trump doing here? And he wouldn't move. He celebrated with the players.
Well, where the cameras are, that's, he'll that's find, where he'll go find the yes. Donald. In golf, the Scottish Open.
Yeah, so Rory McIlroy finished second. He was actually went into yesterday's final round level, but he finishes two shot behind on 13 under to the eventual winner, which is Chris Gotterup from America, who finished on 15 under. But it's well set and good preparation for the Open, of course, which starts imminently. Plenty of interest in Rory McIlroy, who had 3 weeks off before the Scottish Open, came back with a new haircut, Pat. No, you might have missed it when you were away, but he's a fresh look and a fresh man by all accounts, and it's looking
and
good
he
for
figures
the Open.
His own game is in good shape.
I think so. Much better, because he was a bit ratty the last time we were talking about him. Seems to be in a better place.
Okay, what a weekend in sport.
Absolutely.
And lots more to come before the summer is over. Colin Buhig from Off the Ball, thank you very much. That's
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.